20 seconds left. Penrith in front by four. Pereira to Norman. On now to Hunt. He kicks. There's no Dragons coming through. It was only Josh Kerr. What was Ben Hunt thinking? There were no Dragons on the same page.
That's a brain explosion.
They've turned it over. It's cleaned up by Stephen Crichton. Wow. And Paul McGregor looks down on in disgust.
Watch out, fellas.
That is full time. Triple M footy finishes on your Friday night first leg. Penrith 32, St George Illawarra 28. Back-to-back losses for the Red V. And Penrith open with back-to-back wins. They didn't have back-to-back successes until round 12 last season. They've done it in the first two rounds. And Paul McGregor, gentlemen, is livid.
Yeah, every right to be. It was a kick with a tackle up his sleeve with that three-man overlap to his right. He didn't have the vision to explore that. He tried the shortcut with a grubber kick, and the only person charging was Josh Kerr. So he has every right to be livid, Mary McGregor, at his playmaker.
He's got some form, Benny Hunt, for kicking at the wrong time too.
Yep.
It was the right idea. Had there been more support players coming through, or if the angle was different, they had a chance to level it up and win it with a converted try. It doesn't work. And Penrith celebrate back-to-back wins to start their 2020 campaign. Coming up after the break, our Queensland listeners will go to Ben Dobbin and Gordy McLeod. A Butte game ahead with Gordy McLeod. There's a blast in the past. The Raging Bull standing past, standing by with...
I won't tell you if you don't tell me.
Gordon Teller standing by with Ben Dobbins, and that is a beauty. Dragons against South Sydney, but Sydney listeners are coming back as we wrap up the Panthers against the Dragons with Penrith victorious in this one.
The Triple M NRL Play of the Day.
Penrith exploring the short side. Stephen Crichton running off Nathan Cleary. Here's Liam Martin into a hole. Back to Crichton. Penrith go long distance to score behind the uprights. It's Stephen Crichton, the super sub. Penrith back on level terms. And from right in front, they will lead again.
For McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy. Thanks to Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Thanks to Ream. Thanks to Maccas. Triple M rocks your footy, and Penrith rocking the competition with back-to-back wins to open their season. Mark Guy, Ryan Girdler, Brent Reid, I'm Matt Russell. MG to you first. Penrith bursting out of the blocks in 2020.
Yeah, Matty, very impressive. The acquisition of Abby Coruscant has been profound. Gerd's mentioned it in the first half. He straightens the attack up beautifully. You couple that with the young Luai at 5'8", giving a good foil for Cleary on the right. Stephen Crichton's emergence as a genuine fullback, I think, has been a lift for the club as well. But I think the buy of the season for them is going to be Zane Tedovano. I think he rolls his sleeves up. He goes forward. There's no nonsense about him. And just when the other guys start to be a little bit flamboyant and drop the ball and get back to their old ways, Tedovano says, give me the ball and I'll just run it up and hit it up. And I think that's how they're going to learn to be tough. I mentioned through the call Peter Kelly in 1988 came to Penrith and did the same thing for us. I think Tedovano might do the same thing for this current crop of Panthers.
Well, Ryan Girdler, as the cast here considers their man of the match, what will Nathan Cleary be most happy with from his side tonight in terms of Nathan the halfback, Ivan the dad? What will Dad be most happy with tonight?
Oh, look, I just getting the win. It's not an easy place, given the fact that there's no crowd there, I understand. But, you know, they had a hard first-up game last week against the Roosters, an emotional game that they get up for at home in front of a good crowd. They won that one. Probably a little bit, you know, coming down against a Dragon side that didn't perform overly well last week, going out there in the first 15 minutes and scoring 12 points mightn't have been the best thing for them, especially when the Dragons had that lucky break and Dufty made that play and they got back in the contest. Penrith start really struggled then to find another gear. But, yeah, going down there, getting the 2 points, being 2-0 to start the season, I think the coach could, you know, he'd have to be happy with that. There was things about their performance today I'm sure he'd like to improve and they'll work on, but, you know, sometimes you got to win ugly, and they did that today.
Triple M Choice Hotel stats. And Ivan Cleary will be happy that his team had the bulk of possession. They completed 83%. They dominated the territory. They had more offloads, ran for more metres. There's lots for Ivan to take out above the 2-0 start, Brent Reed.
I'll tell you what he won't be happy with, Matty. 30 missed tackles by Penrith. St. George only missed 20, and they've lost the football game, but he'll want his side to pick up that aspect of their play. You can't miss 30 tackles and win most weeks. So that's something I'm sure Ivan will be working on this week, their defensive output and work.
Very quickly, your man of the match, men. Who are you leaning towards? I'll go with you first, Gerds.
Yeah, I thought probably Nathan in the end, you know, a couple of really big decisive plays, scored 16 points. And the big play of the game, I thought, was when, you know, Tyson Frizzell went down. Penrith, I think, was still trailing at that point. Nathan identifies it, you know, takes Crichton into the line, throws him a lovely inside pass, basically changed the whole way that the play was shaping to go, and they scored a try on that, and they got on the win. It was a big moment. Nathan owned it, and I thought he was one of their best tonight.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think Nathan Cleary is man of the match. I think Josh Mansell, a close second. Source's best game for a long, long time after a horrific facial injury. Kept him out for a long time. He's back to his best.
I'm going to go for Joshy Mansell. It's not often the wingers get the man of the match. I know he threw a dopey pass at one point, but I'm going to give him the man of the match, Josh Mansell.
20 carries, 200 metres, 5 tackle busts. When it comes to our bold predictions, thanks to Jack Link's Protein Snacks. Gerds, let's hear what you went with first.
I'm going to go for a double for Brian To'o, one of my favourite wingers in the competition.
Didn't see a lot of action tonight, Brian.
No.
Just waiting to warm up later in the season, Matty. Keep an eye on Brian.
Yeah, it was Josh Mansour doing the bulk of the running and travelling. Brian had to go looking for the action. Let's listen to what Brent Reed predicted.
I'm going to go with Alfie Corrissell, 50 tackles, a couple of try assists.
Okay.
Oh, that's close. 54 tackles, 2 tackle busts.
No, 38 tackles. You've got to put those glasses back on.
Oh, sorry. No.
38 tackles.
Sorry, yeah. No, I've had a shot.
You almost tried to sneak claims. MG, we've got to keep our eye on Reedy. Let's have a listen to what Mark Dyer said.
I was thick with Nathan Cleary and say that he's going to score 14 individual points.
Oh, wow.
You got 16.
Yeah. You were wrong.
I was just wrong.
You sold him short. Unders.
Off. Yeah, I know.
Went to fourth on the all-time list, hunting down the one and only Ryan Girdler. And mine related to the same man.
Nathan Cleary, 3 try assists.
He'd never had one against St. George Illawarra, so I thought he might have a triple. He had one.
Unlike usual,
I finished short.
We'll give him that last one to Stephen Crichton because he played such a decisive role.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I would.
I thought it was 2 try assists. I want to have words to Fox Sports Stats and say, boys, you're selling him short. Yeah. Did you enjoy that tonight?
Yeah. Is anyone left there at Fox Sports Stats?
That's enough out of you, Ryan Girdler. We're ready to rock the season alive and well. Thanks for putting up with me, tonight, boys.
You killed it, Matty.
Well done, Matty.
Penrith winning to the tune of 4 points. Too good for St. George Illawarra, 32-28. Triple M will continue to rock your footy all season with the odd hiccup along the way, but let's hope they don't come. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Thanks to MG. Thanks to Ryan Girdler. Thanks to Brent Reed. I'm Matt Russell. Rock your footy. Enjoy your footy across the weekends. Warm evening in Sydney. We are set for kickoff and we are underway at an empty Nestrata Jubilee Stadium, only 3 metres away, Penrith. Uh-huh. And out of dummy half, Arpi Corrissau catches them out. He runs himself, finds the in goal. What a start to his second coming at Penrith. Corrissau, Tamo, he passes. Nathan Cleary takes them on. That was too easy for Nathan Cleary to score Penrith's second try.
This is too easy for Panthers, too easy.
It's going to be a long night, MG, the Dragons.
They're just getting comprehensively outplayed at the moment, the Dragons, aren't they?
Isaiah Yeo, support on both sides, but it's intercepted by Duffy, who's Dufty down the western sideline. Isaiah Yeo was going to pass the score. Instead, Dufty races the length and scores for the Dragons. From nothing comes something.
The Dragons score their first for the afternoon, and gee, that's a big turnaround there, Matty. 20 short of halfway now. Corey Norman for Pereira. Pereira away down the western sideline. Infield, Braden Williami almost stumbled, but stays on his feet to score a second try for St. George Illawarra.
Twist of fate, like an intercept, you get a bit of momentum, and the Dragons at the moment have got that.
Now, pass is pushed. Tim Lafay picks up the loose ball.
and from nothing comes a whole lot of something. We will check this. Green light.
Yeah, that's a try.
Now a bit of depth to the pass for Cleary to Grubber. Into the end goal. It's missed by Ben Hunt. It sits up for Brent Naden. And now Penrith will kick for the lead again.
They needed that, the Panthers. They're slowly finding their way back into this game.
Now Dufty!
Wow.
Dufty slides us through. We saw Nathan Cleary score a soft try. It's been answered here by St. George Illawarra. And Matt Dufty has a double at Netstrata Jubilee.
That was too easy, Matty. You waited for someone to come up and tackle the diminutive fullback. That's a try.
Now Hunt kicks back towards the uprights where Corey Norman. Gets to the ball first, and those effects you can hear are Corey Norman yelling in celebration. Naden for Mansour to get back. Mansour towards the in goal. Instead, there's an offload. It's anyone's ball, and Viliami Kikau is the man for the moment. It's scrappy, but it works, and Penrith stay in the contest. Penrith exploring the short side. Stephen Crichton running off Nathan Cleary. Here's Liam Martin into a hole. Back to Crichton. Penrith go long distance to score behind the uprights. It's Stephen Crichton, the super sub. Penrith back on level terms. And from right in front, they will lead again. They will lead at 30-28, Penrith, and do right now. A penalty to Penrith from right in front. That is full time. Penrith 32, St. George Illawarra 28.
Marine Hot Water, Triple M Rocks Footy.